Hello and welcome to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio. I am your host, Frank Costello Jr. I'm the president and CEO for the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce. And today on our show, I'm going to be bringing in a couple of guests from our business community to talk about one Tompkins Community Bank. The Hudson Valley president will be here, David D'Amelia, and from Anderson Center for Autism, the chief development officer, Eliza Bozinski, later on in the show will join us. But before that, I want to tell you about one big event that will be closing out our summer. I know we're already talking about closing out our summer, but it's just around the corner. Labor Day weekend is August 29th, 30th, and 31st this year. It comes early. The biggest event of the year here in the Hudson Valley is the 34th annual J.P. Morgan Chase Hudson Valley Hot Air Balloon Festival. And you'll want to be there. Live music, food trucks, all types of family activities that are inclusive in the event. There's vendors and so much more. Check it out online at balloonfesthv.com. All tickets and information, ride times, as well as booking hot air balloon flights, including tethered ride information, hot air balloon illumination, moon glow, and fireworks each and every evening. There's all types of activities. It is a festival not to be missed. It's a festival first. Yes, it's a hot air balloon festival, but there's so much more to do. Check it out online, balloonfesthv.com. We have to take a quick break here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show, but when we come back, we will be joined by David D'Amelia, the Hudson Valley president for Tompkins Community Bank. Hang in there. We'll be back right after this message from our sponsor.
Dad, where is he sending you?
Well, he sends all his patients to the same cardiology group.
Do you know anything about them?
Oh, honey, he's been my doctor for a long time. I trust his opinion.
Dad, I really think you should go to a heart specialist affiliated with a leading hospital.
Well, what do I say to him then?
You say, take me to Vassar.
Vassar Brothers Medical Center is recognized among the nation's highest performing hospitals for heart failure by U.S. News and World Report. Don't leave it to chance. Make it a choice. Learn more at takemetovassar.org.
And welcome back to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio. Now in the studio with me, as promised, the Hudson Valley president for Tompkins Community Bank, it's David D'Amelia. David, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Frank. I'm so delighted to be here.
Dave, this is not the first time you've been in with me, but I enjoy having you on the show because it's not often we have the opportunity to be with the president of a bank, especially a community bank here in the Hudson Valley. And I understand your time is so valuable, but it's important that the community hears and sees you out in the community. And that is one thing that I will say as we start this interview that separates you from so many other financial institutions here out in the community. And you can name a dozen of them within walking distance from my office, but yet you are the one that consistently comes out and is seen and at community events and makes the effort to be a part of the community. So with that, I'm going to turn the microphone over to you and have you introduce yourself. Tell our listeners about Dave D'Amelia and about Tompkins Community Bank.
Wow, Frank, thank you for what a wonderful introduction. You know, that's how we try to differentiate ourselves. So, I mean, you just said it perfectly. There, unfortunately, aren't a lot of, you know, true community banks left. You know, and even Tompkins is the way that, you know, we're constituted today and set up for the future. You know, is even different than a community bank looked, you know, a dozen years ago or so. But we think that this model, that the community bank model, is so very important to all the communities that we're in. So it's critical that we are out meeting folks, and that business owners and our clients and our prospective clients have an opportunity to meet the decision makers. And that's where we really shine with our personal service and our ability and our access to decision makers.
So, David, what's your background in history with Tompkins and also in the industry?
Yeah, thanks, Frank. I've been in banking for far longer than I care to admit. This came up yesterday, and it's about 28 years now, I think, something around that. And I've been with Tompkins for nearly 18 years. I started as a commercial lender, running the Westchester market for us, and over the years became the senior commercial loan officer, and I've now been in this role as president for the last 4+ years.
The bank has changed
quite a bit, as you mentioned, even the way your charter's set up now, yep, differently than it was a number of years ago as a community bank, but it's to provide additional services to community. And that's one thing that I've noticed your expansion over the years has allowed you to do, but some things have not changed. A perfect example is a referral that I gave to one of your commercial lenders, and that was Amy Greiner. And I suggested that someone go see her because they were having difficulty with, yep, some of the large commercial banks getting funded. And I said, you know, they're an SBA lender. Mm-hmm. Go speak with them. I'm certain that you can get a local decision on that.
Yep.
And they were able to do it. And it was a unique jump through the hoops type financing, yep, for this individual. But yet Amy was able to get that done where others could not.
Yeah.
And that is one service, obviously, that you still provide here as a community bank, but also now with insurance and investments, mm-hmm, and commercial banking, of course, as we mentioned, but personal banking as well. So I want you to talk about some of those services and also that delineation of how you can still make those decisions right here locally.
Yeah, that was and Amy does such a fantastic job for us. So thank you for bringing that up. But, you know, it was intentional. We really worked hard to set up an organization that in each of our markets, and we're in four different geographies, three here in New York State, one in Pennsylvania. You know, our territory goes, you know, all the way from the Bronx up through Poughkeepsie here. And we've really focused on trying to have the decision-making components in each of those markets so that the people that are underwriting loan decisions, whether it's a commercial or a consumer loan, those folks are right here in the market. So when you go to any one of our locations or visit us online, you will be dealing with a person that is down the street from you. And that person will take you through the underwriting process, the application process, whether it's opening an account, that person will be there for you to help you open the account. And then whatever decision making has to be done filters up through through our local team. We have shared services that are spread out throughout the four different markets. So an example of that would be we have a big compliance team here in the Hudson Valley. We have some loan operations up in Batavia, New York. So we have areas where there are some back office. We call them our shared services. So all the stuff that you know that keeps the bank running behind the scenes is spread out throughout those markets, and it allows us to be more nimble and more responsive. You know, for a bank our size, nearly $9 billion, you know, if we had four different back offices everywhere, that would be, you know, make it cost prohibitive. The banking industry has changed, obviously, and there are tremendous changes coming through AI and quantum computing and all the different technologies that are hitting us now and in the future. So without having, you know, the enterprise behind us and all that, that represents, we couldn't operate this way. You know, things are really expensive now. You know, homes here in Dutchess County are twice as much, you know, as they were when I first started with Tompkins. And, you know, a bank our size only has so much ability to lend to meet those options. So when we combined our four different geographies into one, you know, that creates sort of a, you know, a mini regional type of capacity with that individual community service. And the folks that we have in our branches, they stay with us. You know, banking often isn't the most exciting career path. Sometimes it really is. You know, when we're out doing the things that you and I are talking about here this morning, that is exciting. I get excited over it. But you know, as a kid coming out of college, or even just coming out of high school, it might not be the most intriguing career path, but we are able to bring folks in and have them mature through our system. As evidence from the career path that I just shared, yeah, we have our senior commercial loan officer started with us right out of college in a training program, and now he's our chief loan officer. So when people come into the organization, they feel that culture that our real commitment to the community to give back. We have a an Acorn Alliance, we call it, a little corny, but I like it anyway, of folks that we support 18 different community organizations with our time throughout the year. So our folks sign up, hey, I want to do one of these community days where it might be a food pantry or something like that, and we'll go spend a day of time that the bank pays for to go give back to our communities. And these are the types of things that our young people really like, and I think that's what allows us to retain those employees. So when somebody goes into our branch here in Wappingers or down the street in LaGrange, they see folks that have been there, they know them. And when you pull in and they see their cars and they say, Frank's here, he's going to do this transaction, and they'll start doing the transaction in advance of you coming in. And now today, transactions in the branch are so different. They're far fewer, and there's so much technology. That's why we have to evolve to have those services. And fortunately, we're a really strong financial institution, so that allows us to have all of those digital services that our customers are now demanding with that personal, individual service as well.
For our listeners who may be just tuning in here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show, you are listening to David D'Amelia. He's the Hudson Valley president of Tompkins Community Bank, and we're talking about the bank's mission, vision, and all the things that they provide as far as service is concerned throughout the Hudson Valley and beyond. And speaking of footprint, David, I want you to tell our listeners about the footprint that you have, because it has changed drastically over the most recent years.
Yeah, so we're constantly looking to evolve our business and our footprint to really maximize our ability to service our customer. With those transactions, as we just mentioned, being down, we typically don't have, some of our branches still do, but we typically don't have a big long line winding through, as you think about banking back in, 30, 40 years ago. We don't have that any longer. We have folks that will come in to do their day-to-day transactions, sure, but with all of these digital options that we have, people want to have a service area where they can use these digital options at home, but then come into our branches conveniently to meet with an expert. So we have converted many of our branches to smaller locations that might be a little bit easier to access, where the individual bankers, instead of having a big teller line with six different tellers, we might have a teller pod and four, we call them universal bankers, who are able to do everything. So when you come in and, you can't get the app to work the way you want it, or you need a commercial mortgage, or you need a home equity, or that kind of a thing, anybody that's there can help you get that process started, and can help you work through the technology. Oftentimes somebody's using our app or doing something like that for the first time, and they might need an expert to sit with them and show them how to do it. And then once you have that, you're good to be banking at home, and then you just come in the next time you have something that is foreign to you.
David, this is a little hard to do in the next 30 to 40 seconds because our listeners are mostly individuals who probably are personal bankers. Why Tompkins?
Well, yeah, that is tough to do in 40 seconds. I think we've covered some of it already, though. That personal service, that is our key thing, our commitment to our community through the Acorn Alliance and some other programs that we have. We have 100 employees here in the Hudson Valley, 110. We support over 150 different local not-for-profits, and that's something we're really proud of. But the personal service combined with the technology. So if you go to some of our larger competitors that have these great suite of technology, oftentimes you treat it as a number, and that is not our model at all. You come in, we know you, we get to know you. If you're brand new to us, you have access to me and all the other decision makers, and that is what sets us apart.
I couldn't agree more, and I think you really glossed over one major component of that, and that's the community impact that you have. the footprint of you and your team being out in that community day in and day out, volunteering on boards of directors, supporting them financially with time, talent, and treasure. But it's that face-to-face interaction that your individuals have out in that community that makes such a difference, sharing that talent. And that's where I believe Tompkins makes a huge difference here in our community. And for our listeners, if you're interested in learning more about Tompkins Community Bank, visit their website at TompkinsBank.com. That's TompkinsBank.com. Or you can always find them on our website at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce, one of our proud sponsors and community partner of the chamber on an annual basis. Go right to our website, dcrcoc.org. Put in Tompkins. They will be the first to come up in our business directory. David D'Amelio, thank you so much for coming in and being with us here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show.
Frank, thank you so much and appreciate everything that the Chamber has done, and a wonderful partnership. Thank you.
And to our listeners, when we come back, we're going to be joined by the CDO, Eliza Bozensky, of Anderson Center for Autism. Hang in there. We'll be back right after this quick break.
Dad, where is he sending you?
Well, he sends all his patients to the same cardiology group.
Do you know anything about them?
Oh, honey, he's been my doctor for a long time. I trust his opinion.
Dad, I really think you should go to a heart specialist affiliated with a leading hospital.
Well, what do I say to him then?
You say, take me to Vassar.
Vassar Brothers Medical Center is recognized among the nation's highest performing hospitals for heart failure by U.S. News & World Report. Don't leave it to chance. Make it a choice. Learn more at takemetovassar.org.
And welcome back to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio. Now in the studio with me, as promised, from the Anderson Center for Autism, the Chief Development Officer, Eliza Bozensky. Eliza, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Eliza, I think it's been a year since you've been on the show with me, but assuming that our listeners out there are not familiar with the Anderson Center for Autism, let's tell our listeners what Anderson is all about.
Sure. I'm happy to. The story has gotten longer the longer I've been there because we've been growing, and so I'll do my best here. Anderson Center for Autism is a private school, mostly residential school for children with autism, but we also have a thriving adult services program throughout several counties in the region, where we support adults with autism residentially and vocationally through day programming and community-based opportunities. We also have an Anderson Center International, which has recently gotten a lot of attention because Anderson Center International has been participating in some side events at the United Nations, which is really exciting. That's a program where fellows from around the world come and train at Anderson for 12 to 18 months, learn through their training all about supporting individuals with autism, and then leave and go back to their home countries where, by and large, they're starting and or enhancing programs in countries where there are very few services for the autistic community. So that's a program we're really proud of, among all the others. We have several early learning academies now, also known as preschools, where we're serving the little ones. We love that. We have one in Latham, New York, up near Albany. We have one in Pine Plains, and we have one in Mount Marion. What else do we have? We have I Anderson Center Consulting and Training, ACT. That's another program that I think you know very well because it's designed really to impact the community and the business community specifically by way of providing expert training to business leaders, small and large, but also school districts and other community entities that want to become more autism accessible and autism supportive. So we have that program as well. But our core program, where we all started back in 1924, was as a school, and we remain committed to serving school-age children, again, mostly residentially, with a few day students coming to us at our campus in Statsburg, right up the road here, and that's where we still serve about 138 students annually in our children's program.
So you have an adult program, children's program, yep. Preschool as well.
Yeah.
So I want you to talk about the services that you provide here in the Hudson Valley, mm-hmm. and how people can get involved.
Well, we provide, we're mostly, our foundation is an ABA program, Applied Behavior Analysis, which is really the gold standard of serving individuals with autism. But it manifests differently in every individual person because our our philosophy and really kind of the way we approach our work is that we're serving individual people. And just because one has an autism diagnosis does not mean that they are all the same person. There are some characteristics that tend to benefit from ABA and the other services that we provide, but every individual is different. So that's really where we're coming from. Our mission is to optimize the quality of life for individuals with autism. That is a mission that has a ripple effect because it also, if we're doing what we do correctly, then we're also optimizing the quality of life for that person's entire family and sort of relationship group. And then we're also, I have found in my 19 years there at least, that when one is living out that mission every day, it's optimizing our lives as well. The quality of my life is better because of what I do and the role I play, which is to ask for money and to communicate on behalf of the agency what we do. So that's kind of a bigger picture of what we're doing there. In terms of how people can get involved, we have opportunities for volunteers to come to Anderson to get in touch with us and do things like help with beautifying the campus, do some plantings, do some cleanup. A lot of times local banks especially reach out to us looking for volunteer days. So we love that. We will always look for opportunities to help with that. We are a great internship placement for students in school right now. If you're looking to get into special education or really any of the social services fields, you can certainly reach out to us about an intern placement. Even we have some master's level folks coming in for their field placement in social work, for example. So we really try to expand that program as well for opportunities to get involved. We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization. We would love for you to attend our events and or sponsor them and or make a donation. We decided our mission would be to optimize the quality of life for individuals with autism. You can't do that with just the funding that's received by our oversight agencies. We really need the whole community involved in supporting what we do in order to add those other components that really make the whole experience at Anderson so unique and special.
Yeah, and that's such an important point and something that you do extremely well, and really what sets Anderson Center apart from any of the other service providers in this field of work is that you really do focus on the impact that you have on those individuals, growing the services beyond the supports that are received from the government to help underwrite the services that you provide, that you do a lot of outreach to families through your foundation. 100 years of existence with Anderson Center, just celebrated 100 years. A lot has changed in that 100 years. I can remember when your podcast was 1 in 88. Now,
yes.
1 in 31, which is pretty remarkable. I want you to talk about that statistic and talk about the impact that has on our communities.
Sure, absolutely. Well, even when it was 1 in 88, which it was when I started at Anderson, and before that it was 1 in 110, and not long before that it was 1 in 10,000. No. And 100 years ago, autism wasn't even a word. It wasn't in existence. The population that Anderson served back when Dr. V.V. Anderson started the school in 1924 was really for people who came to a school, his school, for maybe a year or two. They were in high school. They needed a boarding experience where they were going to get kind of intensive individualized education opportunities, and then they were going to go back to wherever they had been going to school before. Over over the decades, but over that whole 100 years, the population that needed to be served by Anderson did shift somewhat because school districts became more equipped and better funded to serve a broader population of children with learning disabilities and other special needs, but also because Anderson ourselves realized that there's this population of autistic individuals who needed specialized services, and there weren't a whole lot, and there still aren't a whole lot, of organizations that decided to specifically serve autistic people. Not all autistic people need a residential facility. It's a very intensive program. A lot of people on the autism spectrum are very independent and lead very independent lives, and we love that. We want to help continue that. That's one of the reasons that our consulting business was born, because we want to be able to reach individuals who don't need the restrictive type of environment that Anderson is. However, some do, and we commit very strongly to being a safe, caring, compassionate, expert program for those people who do require that level of care, whether it's children or adults. So there's been changes over the years, for sure. We see a very particular population that's referred to us from school districts, and these are usually folks whose families and districts have collectively decided that their child would benefit from a residential 365 program. That being said, I want to always make sure that people know that we engage with families all the time. We want our families to be very, very welcome and involved in the life of their child at Anderson, and so we encourage tons of visitation. We have school breaks where a lot of our students go home for up to 2 weeks to be with their families or go on vacations. And again, in adult services, it's much more community based. So you're going to see Anderson adults out at local establishments, volunteering, but also just enjoying, they're adults. They're enjoying their adult life, whether it's going out to dinner or doing some shopping or enjoying a park. We're really committed to that entire life experience.
For those listeners who may be just tuning in here, you're listening to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show, and that was the voice of Eliza Bozensky. She's the Chief Development Officer with Anderson Center for Autism. We're talking everything Anderson, including the past 100-year history and the services that they now provide throughout the Hudson Valley and beyond, talking about the reasons why people come from all over the country to seek a service here in the Hudson Valley and in Dutchess County that is provided at such a high-quality level. And I think that is so fascinating to note because people really do come from all over the country to seek the services at Anderson. And it really does talk and speak to the quality of Anderson, but also how fortunate we are here in the Hudson Valley to have that service right here at home, so close to home. So it's nearby where family is. So that way we can still see our loved ones that are in the facility going through the programs, and especially those individuals that are living there. So
yeah.
I want you to take the opportunity and talk a little bit about some of the upcoming events that you might have. I know you have several that support the organization, and especially some important ones.
I definitely am happy to. I do want to circle back because you asked me a question I didn't really answer before, which was the numbers changing, the 1 in 31, which is the current statistic in the United States for one particular study. That's been the one that's kind of tracked these numbers from the CDC for many years. I recently had the chance on Anderson's podcast, which is the I host, which is called 1 in 31, but used to, as you said, be called 1 in 88, to interview a doctor from the Seaver Center named Dr. Kolovzin, I think is the way I pronounce his name. And he had some really intriguing things to say, one of which is very important. If you're interested in those statistics and some of the better understanding as to why those stats are changing, look at other studies in addition to the CDC study. There's a lot of numbers out there, and there's a lot of different types of studies that are done. So to some degree, the huge change might be better understood if you look at a lot of data. Upcoming events for Anderson, thank you for asking. We have our annual gala, which probably everybody knows about, November 1st, Saturday at the Grandview in Poughkeepsie. We are honoring the wonderful Katie and Kevin Kohler, who are incredible parents, advocates, philanthropists, and Kevin has been for the last many years the chair of the Anderson Foundation for Autism Board of Trustees. We also have a New York City Signature reception on September 18th, and we have a wonderful career fair also September 18th during the late afternoon on our campus, and we encourage participation in all those events. You can find more information at Anderson Center for Autism.org.
Some incredible services being provided by Anderson Center for Autism right here in the Hudson Valley. Find them online at their website, AndersonCenterForAutism.org. That's AndersonCenterForAutism.org. Or you can always find them on our website at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce simply by visiting DCRCOC.org. Eliza, thank you so much for spending the time with us here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. To our listeners, that's all we have time for in our show today. But if you'd like to find out any information about any of the guests that we had on our show today and or events that are happening in and around the Hudson Valley community, including chamber events, visit our website. It's DCRCOC.org. Thanks for tuning in and have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Dad, where is he sending you?
Well, he sends all his patients to the same cardiology group.
Do you know anything about them?
Oh, honey, he's been my doctor for a long time. I trust his opinion.
Dad, I really think you should go to a heart specialist affiliated with a leading hospital.
Well, what do I say to him then?
You say, take me to Vassar.
Vassar Brothers Medical Center is recognized among the nation's highest performing hospitals for heart failure by U.S. News and World Report. Don't leave it to chance. Make it a choice. Learn more at takemetovassar.org.